This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Australians will soon vote in a referendum about the Voice to Parliament, and the Voice would be an independent and permanent advisory body that provides non-binding advice. It would give Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples an ongoing say in decisions made about them. So before you vote, it's important to understand the facts and separate the noise that some campaigners and political leaders are creating. So tomorrow, the City of Melbourne is hosting a panel of experts to answer your questions so you can make an informed decision on how you wish to vote. Indigenous leader and lawyer Noel Pearson is one of the guests at tomorrow's event on the panel and joins us on the line now. Noel, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hey, good day. Great to be with you.
Noel, firstly, how is the community holding up having, I suppose, their future and well-being decided upon by people who essentially they don't even know?
Yeah, I think it's going well. We're 3% of Australia, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. 97% of Australia will determine the outcome of this referendum. I think things are going well. Our colleagues are up and down the countryside. I'm currently in Perth and I've got a very early morning flight over to Melbourne, looking forward to tomorrow night's event. But my general feeling around the countryside is a lifting optimism about our chances in the referendum. I believe that at the end of the day, when the Australian people are asked, will we recognise Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as the first peoples of Australia, we will get a resounding yes.
Noel, the advice will be non-binding, as I mentioned. Why are people feeling, I suppose, so emotional and threatened by that?
Oh, you know, it's the job of the No campaign to create fear and confusion. They'll do that by arousing anger and anxiety and division. They want to retain the status quo. They don't want anything to change. They think that the Australian people are not capable of learning about what this provision is. So they tell everybody, if you don't know, vote no. But I think Australians can transcend that kind of low view of the people that the No campaign has. They're able to rise to the occasion. This is a very big occasion for Australia. This vote on October the 14th is really going to get this relationship right between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people based on recognition. And I think that the Australian people will rise to this opportunity. Yes, many are confused about what the No campaign has been saying about the actual words of the referendum and what we're doing on October the 14th. But my view is that there are good answers to the questions they have. There are sensible answers to the questions they have. And I believe that in 3.5 weeks' time, we will be coming out the other side of this referendum with a lot of joy and a lot of sense that we're entering a new chapter for Australia.
Noel, you mentioned that there, you know, people do have a lot of questions, and tomorrow is an opportunity to get those questions answered. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the forum?
Okay, so the City of Melbourne is putting on a Voice to Parliament event at the Melbourne Town Hall tomorrow night. I'm joining Victorian Indigenous leader Jill Gallagher, Dean Parkin, the head of the Yes23 campaign, Dr. Shireen Morris, a leading constitutional lawyer, and Uncle Andrew Gart at an event tomorrow night where we will take on any and every question and issue that Australians have. It's our job to answer the hard questions, answer the easy questions, answer the obvious questions, answer the the not-so-obvious questions. Any question that Australians have about this referendum, we're ready to answer them.
And Noel, I feel we had this discussion last week here on Joy Drive about the Constitution, and, you know, we're out of practice. We're not, you know, we sort of feel like, oh, it can't be changed, but it is there to be changed, isn't it, as we progress as a society?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is not a federal election. That's the important thing. Australians are used to federal elections, you know, good guys versus bad guys, our favourites versus our non-favourites. And we do that every 3 years. We know it's a us and them contest. This is a referendum, an entirely different thing. We never have referendums. The last one was in 1999. And so Australians are not used to referenda, particularly the young people. They've never had one in their lives. And it's not an us versus them contest. It's about whether our constitution is changed according to the proposition that's been put about a voice to parliament. It's not an us versus them. It's a we. We, the Australian people, will vote on October the 14th whether to approve the recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as First Peoples through an advisory committee called The Voice.
Noel, it's great to chat with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us on Joy Drive today.
So looking forward to coming to Melbourne. Thank you.
Thank you, Noel. That is Noel Pearson. Understanding the Voice to Parliament is on tomorrow. It starts at 6 p.m. at the Melbourne Town Hall. To register and secure your seat, you've got to head to the City of Melbourne website.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.